It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Recovery efforts are ongoing in Menasha, 1 month after a historic tornado swept through the area in late July.
Last week, Governor Tony Evers sent a letter to the White House requesting an official declaration of disaster for the July 27th tornado, which caused more than $20 million in estimated damages.
As the community works together to rebuild, K-12 students are back in the school for the new year. In a bit, we'll hear from the school superintendent about welcoming students back after the tornado.
First, we're checking in on the latest with Menasha Mayor Austin Hammond. Mayor Hammond, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
As we just mentioned, this disaster declaration requested from the White House. What can you tell us about the extent of the damage in Menasha?
Yeah, so the extent of the damage in Menasha is pretty outstanding. Menasha was certainly the hardest hit area in the trajectory of the storm when it came through the Fox Cities, but 663 homes were damaged and about 140 considered unsafe, probably will require demolition. In that, 237 rental units. In addition, our water plant was hit, and thankfully we have an interconnect with the city of Nina's water plant. So throughout this, one thing residents did not have to worry about was access to clean, safe drinking water. So very blessed and very grateful for that partnership with Nina, but we need to look at how do we rebuild moving forward for the city of Menasha water plant. And then throughout that, I believe we had approximately 200 utility poles that were damaged. The tree canopy impacted pretty extensively. In addition, a lot of our bigger businesses impacted as well as small businesses. So many businesses lost, such as Manderfield's Bakery, Plank Road Pub, Tony's Bar, WOW Logistics, Myron was impacted. So the extent of this damage was pretty devastating throughout our community, impacted businesses, homeowners, public spaces. Our public works facility also was impacted as well. And it looks like approximately 66 tornado-related calls and 31 patient transports. But one big blessing throughout this is we had zero fatalities, which is remarkable.
That is remarkable. Now, that $20 million price, that gets a lot of money. But what do you think about the human impact here? So many people, hundreds of people with homes damaged, many unsafe. What is life like? What kind of support is out there for people who have lost their houses completely or have housing that they can't currently live in?
Yeah, the communities wrap their arms around each other in a big way. We've seen thousands of volunteers come through the city of Menasha, especially in those early moments. And there are a pretty big abundance of resources. If residents are listening and are and still in need of resources, it's encouraged to call 211. Tomorrow, there will be a big partnership announced with specifics to how it'll work out for the Greater Fox Cities Area Habitat for Humanity, along with some generous donors that have a goal of getting 100 homes buttoned up by the holiday season and Christmas this year. So roof replacement or to be patched up, windows, doors, things of that nature. I know I'm hearing from a lot of folks that are probably staying with friends, relatives. Some of our local apartments have some temporary housing options as well. For those that are in need of sheltering and housing services temporarily, Pillars is one option, and that is connected on our Virtual Mark website, which is a nice page on the Winnebago County, Wisconsin website that's got all the resources kind of hubbed together. And then for refugee families that may be impacted, World Relief Wisconsin also has some opportunities there. But in addition, for home repairs, things like that, Habitat for Humanity, you can go to the ReStore and get items to fix your home. And it's whatever you're able to pay. So if you can't pay anything at all, you don't have to. Or if you want to make a donation of $5, you can to get some of those materials. The community is coming together in a really big way for the Tornado Rock the Block 100 to get 100 homes buttoned up by the holidays. In addition, for food insecurity, things like that, we do have a micro hub with some of those resources at the Elijah D. Smith Public Library. So if you go into the entryway there, people can get access to some of those basic needs there. St. Joe's Food Pantry, St. Joseph's Food Pantry is one. Levin Ferdinand's as well, St. Vincent de Paul. There's a lot of really good established nonprofits that we are fortunate to have here within our community that can get people set up.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Mayor Hammond, what would this disaster declaration, if it's signed onto by the White House, mean for your recovery efforts?
I mean, it's paramount. It's imperative to our recovery to be able to have that declaration approved. Local communities need, they do their best to be prepared, like ours and all around the state and country, to be prepared for the unthinkable. But municipalities in Wisconsin, with the levy limits and the way things are set up, are, you know, typically just scraping by as it is already. And the devastation from the storm is remarkably large and hard to fathom. So it's important to a timely recovery that this is approved so we can get our community rebuilt, built back better, and we can support our residents throughout this to make sure we have a community that is here for generations to enjoy and love, and just have those public spaces restored, businesses rebuilt, homes repaired, rebuilt, so people have a safe roof over their head.
Mayor Hammond, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Austin Hammond, mayor of Menasha, talking about local recovery efforts from last month's tornado. Now, Menasha students are back in school today. Daniel Slowey is superintendent of the Menasha Joint School District. Superintendent Slowey, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate being here. Thanks for having me.
Always a big day, opening day for the school year, an unusual one. In Menasha, what kind of extra steps did you have to take to prepare for today?
Yeah, we had to take a lot of extra steps. As many know, Geegan Elementary School, we were not able to start the year there and will not be in that school this whole school year. So those 205 students, we ended up getting them to Clovis Elementary and Butamore Elementary School. And our facilities teams have worked tirelessly to make that happen. Our teachers, our staff just rolled up their sleeves and got to work to make sure that every student today had a classroom to walk into and a classroom that had a caring adult in it with a great support system around them.
It's a physical and a logistical challenge. Also a lot of emotional and mental health challenges, I imagine, for students and heck, for staff there too. What kind of things have you done to prepare for that side of the new school year?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, right? Any normal school year, we see that anxiousness, normal anxiousness of our students, right? Coming into a new building or a new classroom with new classmates. And obviously, this event has really expedited that for many of our students. We had a training in 2 days, about 3 weeks ago, with TCEP, which is a Trauma Event Crisis Intervention Plan team. We spent a whole day really making sure that we were prepared for our students, many of them coming in different places and meeting them where they're at to meet their mental health needs or social emotional needs, and really creating a sense of community in our elementary schools and other buildings.
On a really practical level, people do their back to school shopping in the late summer. Well, a lot of the students here, their homes were hit. They're out of their houses. They may not have had those clothing and supplies ready. What kind of back to school drives have there been to make sure everybody is ready with that material stuff for the year?
Yeah, there are so many thank yous to go around for this, right? We had that back to school drive where over $100,000 in school supplies and clothing was donated. People worked once again tirelessly to prepare for our students. Every student that walked in to last week to our open houses had a backpack. If it was a third grader, it said third grade on it. They had a new backpack with all the school supplies they would need for that year in their school, for their school year. And that just says so much about this community and surrounding Northeast Wisconsin and beyond, who just really supported our students to make sure that they were prepared. There was also in each building at the open house a free sale where there was clothing out, shoes, things that they may need to start the school year. And hearing from parents and staff alike just what that meant. And so just so thankful for, we live in a very special place, as we all know, in the Midwest here in Northeast Wisconsin and Menasha, and the way people came together. I have never witnessed anything like it.
Part of that coming together, you mentioned having to relocate an entire elementary school. Extracurriculars and athletics, I understand, have had to find new homes in many cases. What kind of cooperation have you had with your neighbors there?
Yeah, North, once again, I don't think there's a school district in the area that the superintendent or the athletic director and others have reached out to us offering support. We were able, all of our athletics were able to start on time and co-curriculars for the fall. And that means a lot to our students to get back to some type of normalcy, right? They're with their friends, with their teams, with their organizations and clubs. And that meant a lot. So just so thankful once again, we were able to create a partnership with Lawrence University for our football team. They had their first home game. That it was really great to see those once again student athletes and fans having some type of normalcy. So that meant a lot. So it was very appreciated.
You've used the word a couple times, normalcy. How much are your efforts right now focused on making this as close to a normal school year as you can for your students?
Yeah, that was our main goal from the beginning. Once we made sure everyone was safe, we were able to look at our buildings and where we'd be able to, what we'd be able to utilize this year as far as facilities. That just really, really meant a lot that we made a promise right from the beginning that every student would have a classroom to walk into, once again, with a caring adult and just a great support system around them. Obviously, right through that process, we've did some listening sessions, but also continue to, because we want to make sure our families are supported to the best of our ability for their needs, to make sure that our students can come in here and get great instruction. It's really important to our teachers and educators and our families that we make sure that they get a high quality education at grade level and making sure they have the growth they need this year so they can choose their pathway in life and make sure that can come to fruition. So that's really important to us. And I'm once again really appreciative of everyone helping us out and supporting. Really proud of the staff, our facilities, everyone in this whole area for coming together for our kids.
Superintendent Slowey, best to your students and staff, and thanks so much for taking time on a busy day.
I appreciate you as well. Thank you for having us.
That's Daniel Slowey, superintendent of the Menasha Joint School District. The district is back in session today for its first day of the new school year. Earlier, we heard from Menasha Mayor Austin Hammond checking in on recovery from the tornado in Menasha 1 month ago.